Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be talking about a fabulous event. It's the event of September. It is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which happens the last weekend of September. It's at the Barbie Center, right next to the Maritime Museum, part of the Maritime Museum, the Columbia Maritime Museum here in Astoria. And it's happening this last weekend, September 28, 29, and 30. This is the 17th annual Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, and it is fun for people of all ages. And here to talk about that today in the studio, I have Sarah Lou Heath. Sarah Lou is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Hi, Sarah Lou.
Good morning, Donna. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Very glad to have you here. And we also have Greg Cross. Greg is the chairman of the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup this year. He is also a member of the board of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. And his business, Northwest Lending, is sponsoring Sunday Fun Day, a brand new event. Hi, Greg.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you here. Before we talk about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Sarah Lou, please tell us about yourself.
Well, Donna, it's always funny because I'm sure that all of your listeners tune in every single week and know all of the many things I've said about myself. But, you know, the short version is I've been in Astoria for going on 2 years, and I just love being out here and part of the Downtown Association. There is always something fun and interesting to do, and Brew Cup is certainly one of those things.
Yes, and but your background is, I mean, you've had a great background, I think.
You know, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm originally from Texas. My professional background is in fundraising and community development. I've lived a handful of really great places on the West Coast while I was looking for Astoria. So,
and you found Astoria, and we're lucky to have you here.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
And Greg Cross, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Well, thank you. I've been a Clatsop County resident since 1992. I'm obviously in the financial services business with mortgage lending. I've always been a West Coaster. Grew up in California through high school, and then spent some time in Northern California, Seattle area, and then down here in 92. So it's I'm not born and raised here, but I feel like I am because I've been here for quite a while, and it's just a great town, a great community.
Yes, and you know what's so wonderful is when you move to Astoria, or whenever that is, if you get involved with the community and you have a heart of service and you become a volunteer, you're embraced.
Absolutely.
You're accepted no matter what.
Yeah.
And I love that about Astoria. I think it's really quite unique in a lot of ways. So for those listeners who may not know what the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association is and does, because this is a fundraiser for that organization, mm-hmm. Why don't we put this in context and you please tell us what is ADHDA?
Sure. Well, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, if you can handle that mouthful, is a 30-year-old 501c3 nonprofit. It's a volunteer-led organization that follows the Main Street model, which is all about economic vitality. A lot of people associate us as the producer of Brew Cup, but we do some other things in town, like downtown landscaping, second Saturday art walks, continuing education for business owners. We replace historic glass tiles and hang up banners on commercial. Right after Brew Cup, we will be hanging... It's always so funny to say, we'll be hanging Mitch's witches, who tend to find a short stop on our lampposts during the fall season. So we do a wide variety of tasks. We are happy to work closely with the City of Astoria, other nonprofits like the Assistance League and the Liberty Theater. So we are all about Astoria for everyone and just want to make sure that our little hamlet out here on the edge of the world is a happy, healthy place for everybody to be in.
Yes.
Don't forget about the alley beautification.
Yep, and that's a project we've got going right now is we should be having our lanterns make a return on a permanent basis this fall and looking at commissioning an artist to make a beautiful graphic in that space for us as well. So all sorts of stuff that ADHDA gets involved with.
Right, the downtown alley. And the ADHDA meetings are the first Friday of the month.
Absolutely. The first Friday of the month at Baked Alaska at 8:30 in the morning. You're going to hear Baked Alaska a few times because Chris and Jen Holland actually were the dreamers of Brew Cup originally. We were honored to take over the event and have it be part of the revenue generation so we can have a healthy nonprofit. And Chris and Jen are still involved in the event, and what great members of our community, speaking of service-hearted.
I remember that first year that they hosted it. It was on 12th Street. They closed off 12th Street between Commercial and Duane, and it was just that one block mm-hmm. with one trailer that had maybe five or six taps in it, and that was it, and some fun, but it wasn't anything like it is now. It's grown, of course, but we can thank them for the spearhead of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. From half a dozen to over three dozen beers. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I didn't realize it was the 17th annual, because I do remember those early ones too, and it was just very low key. And now it is just, I mean, this is a destination, not just for locals, but people come from all over the Northwest.
Absolutely. People come from all over. It's 3 days of fun. It's beer, it's live music, it's food and treats and scenery and fun and games. And there's truly something for everybody, and we invite people to come back more than one day, because it's a little different every day, and you'll always see somebody that you know.
Well, the nice thing about coming back more than one day is you're not buying a new glass.
So exactly. That's,
you know, it's not like a new entry fee.
Right. Okay. So maybe we should explain what the Brew Cup is then. And So what is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup?
Well, you know, let me start over again. It's a three-day festival here hosted in downtown Astoria. It is at the Barbie Center, which we like to consider our home location, right there on the banks of the Columbia River. So we open at noon on Friday.
September 28th.
Friday, September 28th. We will have, like I said, more than three dozen craft brews on tap. That does include a couple ciders. I believe we've got a mead on our list. We try to get a wide variety so everybody has something that they like. We have live music every night. So Hill Stomp is headlining on Friday, Holiday Friends on Saturday, and then Brown's Meads Flats on Sunday. So we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday fun day. We have some new activities this year, including a cornhole tournament with prizes, a hula hoop contest. The Maritime Museum will be with us doing fish print shirts. And so if you have a favorite shirt that you want to put a print on, bring it. If you don't have a single t-shirt at home you want to print, you can buy one for $5. So really something for everybody. We've got a great space out there.
Let's talk about that, because when you I don't know, you're not really buying a ticket. You're really, your entrance fee gets you your glass.
Exactly. Technically, we have we are an all ages festival. We don't have an entrance fee, but if you want to taste beer, you do need to buy a glass.
Okay. So you buy a glass, and don't
and
you get a
tokens,
token?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Each token is a dollar.
Yep.
And you can buy the glass for
$12.
So, $20 gets you A glass
and two beers.
Yeah, right,
if you want full beers. So we allow people, you can get a full beer if you find something that you really like. You can sample each beer at the festival. It's kind of a choose your own adventure.
Right.
We're really excited that the Scoop Station from Freet and Scoop is going to be with us this year. So if you want a beer float, you can make that happen.
I did. I've had one of those before. They're interesting.
And I think it's important to mention, too, if you have a partner with you that isn't really a beer drinker, we do have a couple of wineries going to be there with as the food vendor, so to speak, and then also the Pilot House Distilling will have some signature cocktails to be for sale.
Great.
So that's not included in your glass. Those would be paying.
Sure. Okay.
But still,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there really is just a wide variety of ways you can spend your afternoon, and we are friendly to all ages. Purple Cow Toys brings bubbles and hula hoops and chalk art with them. And so, if you want to stay for a while, you can also get some snacks. We've got Boomer's All-American with us, the Monte Albán, stellar Mexican food cart, the Hot Box. It will be making pulled pork sandwiches for us. The Yacht Club will have pretzels, because you can't have a beer fest without a pretzel. So really, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And also, you said there's a new food cart, because there are lots of opportunities to have food and then, of course, taste all these different beers.
We are looking forward, if we can get the logistics right, to having the Bakos food cart with us. Two young women have struck out on their own after culinary training and working locally. And they do some really interesting puffy tacos and nachos and burgers. So they have a whole little spin on what they're doing.
I don't think I've seen the Freet and Scoop scoop cart. So is this the first year that Freet and Scoop will be there with their scoop?
Correct. It's the first time that they're going to be with us. And we just thought that that would be a fun little add-on. And they're such a part of our downtown. And they were really excited to have a new mobile venture. And they're able to bring it out for us. They'll have four ice cream, frozen custard, I believe, is the correct terminology for Fruit and Scoop. They'll have four frozen custards available for our guests.
And before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the opportunity for people to volunteer. And so are there still opportunities for do you still need volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We have a few spots left. This event, a lot of times people will say, why do you do X? And it's really easy because it's very a focused reason. With Brew Cup, it's so many reasons. It's a fundraiser for ADHDA. It's economic development for our local breweries, not just downtown, but folks like Hondo's and North Jetty and Public Coast and Pelican, all of the folks up and down the North Coast. So it takes over 200 volunteers to pull this together, and we are still looking for some people to help us pour beer. You can find the volunteer links at PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com or on our Facebook website. You can just Facebook search Pacific Northwest Brew Cup and you'll see that. So volunteers earn 2018 glassware, a Sud Squad t-shirt, and tokens for their time. So it's a nice way to mitigate the financial impact of your beer fascination. And of course, we appreciate everybody that helps us out. It's a lot of fun. We have volunteers that come back every year and we totally appreciate them.
Well, those pouring shifts are fun because, like you said, you get to interact with the patrons, come up and getting their beers, and you get to learn about the beers yourself. And
yeah,
it's just a great, of course, you can't be drinking during that time. But then, of course,
when you're off shift. Yeah, exactly. Now, I volunteered and I think you can sign up. Can you sign up online? Because
Absolutely, you do sign up online.
Yeah, I think I signed up online last year for a specific time period. And I think I was doing something at the entrance, giving people wristbands or something and taking the money. But I always thought everybody who was doing the brew pouring they were so happy. They were having such a good time.
They get to talk to the happiest people. We all have a lot of brewers with us over the weekend, pouring their own taps to talk to people about, their process, their brewery, all of the special things. So you might end up next to somebody that makes your favorite beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're learning something, you're drinking delicious things, you're providing economic development, obviously, for the community. So the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup is happening September 28, 29, 30. That's the last weekend of September. It's the 17th annual. And we'll talk more about that after a station ID here. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to KMUN 91.9. This is Talk of Our Towns, and I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And we're talking about Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. I'm going to take a teeny little break, though, and talk for a moment about a really important class offering, which I want people to know about. And Joanne's going to be putting it on the news, too. And that is Clatsop Community College has Lives in Transition. It's a program which helps folks cultivate healthy communication skills, learn stress and time management, advance personal and professional growth, and identify and overcome barriers to success. Lives in Transition is free. It's a 3-credit course, but it's free of charge. It's offered in English and Spanish. There are day and evening classes, which are held in Astoria and on Seaside College campuses. Begins next week, Monday, September 24th, and there is childcare and there are gas subsidies which can be provided. So, really want folks to know about this Lives in Transition opportunity for people who are going through transitions and need that boost, that vitamin to help them move forward in their lives. So you can call 503-338-2377 to enroll. And again, it's a free class, Clatsop Community College. And you can probably just Google Lives in Transition and that will help you find all this information. So now we're going to switch and go right back to Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. And although traditionally the Brew Cup has been 3 days, Sunday maybe was a little quieter, but this Sunday is going to be different.
This Sunday is going to be fun day.
And why is this Sunday different? What is Sunday Fun Day?
Sunday has always been Growler Fill Sunday, and that means you can bring your own growler for home and fill it with Stellar Craft Beer. Some of the breweries we have with us this year include Ordinance, Melvin Brewing, Level Beer, Georgetown, Gigantic, Ecliptic. We've got a couple cideries with us, Double Mountain, everybody's brewing. 5440 Brewing Company. So you can come get your growler filled with some amazing beer for a really great price if we haven't blown the kegs. But we wanted to let people know, like Greg said, when you buy the 2018 glass can, we went with a can-shaped glass this year. It's 16 ounces, and we are honoring the canning tradition in Astoria. You can bring that glass back on Sunday and challenge a friend to a cornhole tournament with some really amazing prizes. You can get your fish print T-shirt. You can join the hula hoop contest. I know that there is an ongoing rivalry between some downtowners on who can win the hula hoop contest. And if you're a downtown shopper, we're doing this awesome receipt raffle where if you shop during the week before Brew Cup, you can bring that receipt to the festival grounds. And we have a prize package over $600, which includes a night at the Elliott Hotel and gift certificates and tchotchkes and some really amazing things from Astoria. So we've just packed Sunday full of lots of good activities so people can bring that glassware back and make sure that their weekend ends on just a really lovely note.
Well, let's talk again for a second. Let's clarify. So if you shop in downtown Astoria, at any merchant in downtown Astoria, you buy whatever you buy, something at Fenway, something wherever, and you and then you bring that receipt on Sunday to the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, what happens?
I think you can bring it any day.
Sunday's
the day of the drawing.
Sunday's the day of the drawing. Correct. So your receipt with your name in front of it goes into a drawing, and then you could win this.
Yeah, you got to come back to hang out with us on Sunday. And if you
Need to be in there in person to win.
You need to be there in person to win. But if you hit up a Smokehouse Butcher Block to get your meat that you want to grill, and then you go to Pat's Pantry to get your spices, and then you stop at the Bridge and Tunnel Bottle Shop to get your beer, that's for this weekend's barbecue, because you'll be with us for Brew Cup. You can turn all of those receipts in for three chances to win. You just come back on Sunday and see if you can win that $600 prize package.
Wow, that's economic. That's spurring some economic growth here and development. Yes.
Yeah, we used to have a passport event during the Brew Cup that would encourage people to go to different shops downtown and then get their card stamped. But this is a new little twist on that, and I think it's actually quite a bit better.
Well, I love this. I'm holding in my hands the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup program, which is full of fascinating information and tells about all the people who are there. But I would like to let the listening audience know about how growlers got their names. And so you want to read what happened here? Because it's a little information right here on the first page.
We're all turning our pages.
Okay. All right. Who wants to read that?
All right.
Greg.
I don't have my glasses on. Okay, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, fresh beer was carried from the local pub to one's home by means of a small galvanized pail. Rumor has it that when the beer slushed around the pail, it created a rumbling sound as the CO2 escaped through the lid. Thus, the term growler was then coined.
That's amazing. Yeah. I always wondered, why is a jug called a growler?
Right. So now we learn a bit of history.
Yeah.
So now we know.
And I've got to give a shout out to Polk Riley Printing, because they design our program and they designed our logos. And they've always been a huge help to us. And Patricia just fills our program with these interesting little facts, as well as our music schedule, our beer listings, everything else that we need to get in there. She really funds it up for us.
That's great. And also, let's talk about the People's Choice Award, because people not only get to come and enjoy this wonderful fun happening, and pets are allowed, well-behaved pets and well-behaved pet owners, I think you said.
We like them to come in pairs, yes.
Yes, that's okay.
Yes, we each year we give away two awards. We've got Tharshi Blows, and that is for the kegs that are finished first at the festival. And last year, that was Ecliptic Brewing Starburst IPA, and so they'll be back with us this year, and we're excited. And then the People's Choice Award, which you can vote on all day Saturday and Friday, went to the Prodigal Son Brewery out of, is that Pendleton? Yeah, Prodigal Son's out in Pendleton. They've been a longtime crowd favorite, and they'll be back with us this year as well. So come and cast your vote. Democracy matters.
And also you have merchandise for sale. And I know a lot of people love to keep their glasses every year, and then they want the T-shirt. So what can people buy out at the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup?
Oh, we've got T-shirts and sweatshirts, both hoodies and zip-up sweatshirts.
Yeah, I mean, just the crew that brings this together, we've got to give a shout-out to Jessica at
Bowie Beer. Yeah.
She helps us make our merchandise, and so we have really cool stuff that is 2018 specific, and we have some other stuff that pulls out our column mug logo that so many people love. So come check out our merch booth. It's where you would put your receipt for the downtown raffle. It's where you vote for People's Choice Award. And it's where you pick up your brew cup shirt.
We should talk also about, speaking of merchandise, though, about the little hop crowns that, that Becky and company will be selling.
Yeah, 46 North Farms always comes and does hop crowns for us and hop boutonnieres and basically anything that you would like to be made out of hops. So just it hits the fall harvest time and the beer time, and it really just everybody looks a little better with a hop crown on.
They're beautiful.
They really are beautiful.
Yeah.
I've seen, yes. So I want to talk a little bit again about the schedule here. So on Friday the 28th, the doors open at, and let's just talk about the schedule for each day, please.
Yeah, so Friday doors open at noon. We actually have some live DJs with us, including Joey Altruda, which he will make you get up and dance if you are capable. And Friday is kind of colloquially known as Locals Night, so grab your friends and come on out. At 5 o'clock, we've got Gus Clark and The Least of His Problems playing some Northwest Country, and ever-growing in popularity, Hill Stomp, which is upbeat, fun, hill music. It's a little hard to put your finger on, but some of the most fun you've ever seen.
Well, the program says Hill Country Disco Folk. I mean, if that doesn't hit all the genres.
God bless Brian Bovenizer.
Thank you, Brian Bovenizer. Yes, Hill Country Disco Folk. I always wondered, whatever happened to the discotheques, darn it? They were fun.
Right.
We need people, and dancing is a joyful experience.
It is.
Everyone together.
It's one of my favorite parts of Brew Cup is our headliners. We've got a packed house. People are having a good time. The music sounds great. So we continue that. Doors open Saturday the 29th with the Troll Radio Review.
At 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m., that begins our live broadcast on KMUN. The Hackles, they're famous. You know who they are. Followed by Ben Yarrow, Countryside Ride, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, which are really great, Corgi and Bass, and then world famous, A Story of Famous Holiday Friends is closing us out on Saturday night on the Pacific Power Music Stage.
Yeah, Holiday Friends is very well known. I mean, this is interesting. You've got, one thing, you've got acoustic roots and soul and honky tonk and Western outlaw garage. Hip hop, rock, pop. I mean, it's there's something there for everybody.
Yeah.
Something for everyone. And really, we are indebted to so many people to put this festival on, not just folks like Greg, but the folks from Fort George who help curate our beer, Bowie, who helps with our merchandise, KMUN, who not only broadcasts all this live music, if you are listening on the web and you can't make it to Astoria next weekend, just keep listening, because Brian Bovenizer, who works here at the station and many other places in town, does an incredible job booking our music acts for us.
Let's talk again about Sunday Funday.
Sunday Funday, we open at 11 o'clock, so hit up your house of worship. And if your house of worship sounds a little bit more like beer and music, we open at 11. We've got the gospel train starting at noon, classic rock and roll to have your hula hoop contest too. And then local legends and perennial favorites, the Brownsmead Flats, is going to close out the festival for us live on stage.
And the drawing for the prize is going to happen Sunday afternoon sometime.
Yes. Okay. More or less at about 1:30, depending on how the music is going.
Okay, yeah. Good. I love Gospel Train. I think it's just a marvelous program, and which is every Sunday from noon to 1 here on KMUN. And so it's great that you all are going to have that at the festival.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, we just have a few minutes left. Any other things? I know that we want to again say that if you are interested in volunteering, it's a lot of fun. So go Pacific, just Google Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, and they're on the website. You'll be able to sign up for a shift.
You can look at our beer list, our music lineup, sign up to volunteer, review dates and times. We've got a great detailed website there at PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
And some good photos of the previous some previous brew cups, so you can see how much fun it's going to be when you get there.
That's true. Okay, so we want people to bring a friend, and whether they drink beer or not, there will be something for them.
Sure.
And then obviously come back on Sunday. So What any other things that you want the listening audience to know that we maybe haven't discussed about Pacific Northwest Brew Cup? Again, it's a fundraiser for the Downtown Association to keep everything vibrant. And I have to say, downtown is bustling. I mean, we have South Bay Wild, which just opened
so
about a couple of months ago, which is fabulous seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Tiffany, Fisher people, mm-hmm. local. And they're just, I'm always amazed by, you know, new businesses coming in and things. I mean, you're trying to keep track of all of it, right?
And keeping track of it is a doozy. But we always have, you know, lots of good things going on downtown. We're a town with tons of fun events over the weekend. I believe that we are the first beer festival in the fall, so we like to kick that off right. We wanted to hit the shoulder season, so we're always the last weekend in September. And it's just a great event to come. You can volunteer, you can drink, you can just watch music, but come join your friends and neighbors and just see what it's all about.
A quick glance at the weather on my phone. Yeah, we're knocking on wood at 2, but it's supposed to be nice weather. This weekend may be a little iffy, and I think next weekend's going to be much nicer with
Well, the fact that it's at the Barbie Center, which is so spectacular, and right there on the river. I mean, I think that's the most amazing place to be.
There's not really much to get you down at Brew Cup.
Yeah, and it's been growing every year. So this is the 17th annual. And so maybe from just a few hundred in the beginning to now we have up to, like, what, 3,000 or something, right?
Over the course of the weekend, yeah. We pride ourselves on not having long beer lines and making sure that there is enough of everything for people, because we want this to be just really pleasant and a bit of a celebration of everything that we as historians get to experience all year long. Great beer, amazing views, good food. But we like to, you know, bring it all into one place, share it with others,
Really had to wait in line. I mean, well, I think once I discovered my favorite cider or something one year. I was like, oh, everybody else likes this cider too. But really, truly, it's, I mean, you feel supported. You feel like you're part of a group of people who are having fun and doing something that's also for the good of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's parking right next to the Barbie Center there in the parking lot that we... That's the Maritime Museum parking lot that we get to take part of, and then also we're on the trolley line, and there's a trolley stop there, and I believe the trolley is said they'll be running.
We believe that the trolley will be running. Of course, there is some construction coming to the Riverwalk areas, but we believe that the trolley will be running throughout the weekend. So you can park and walk. You can park on the east end of the Maritime Center. You can take a cab. You can take a trolley. You can take a bike. You know. If your well-behaved dog is big enough, I suppose that's between you and the dog. But, you know, there's lots of ways to get there and lots of things to do once you are there. So we would love to see everybody at Brew Cup.
Absolutely. And again, a reminder that to win this prize package, a $600 value, the way to enter is for you to shop from Sunday, September 23rd, is that right?
I suppose that would be right, yes.
That's the beginning of the week, September 23rd. You can begin shopping in downtown Astoria, your favorite places, and then you bring your receipt with you to the Brew Cup on either Friday, September 28th, the 29th, or the 30th.
Yep, just be with us on Sunday the 30th when we draw around 1:30, and maybe you'll be the lucky winner.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you for putting this event on. It's a lot to do, and you do it so well.
It takes a village, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors like Pacific Power, Carruthers, Bogue Electric, the Astoria Riverwalk Inn, Northwest Lending Group, and many others that lend their time and talents. And, you know, the Chamber helps us out in many ways, too. So
yes.
Yeah. We're blessed to be part of this community.
Indeed. Well, thank you both so much. I will see you at Brew Cup. Yay. My gratitude to Joanne Ryder for being the engineer today. And also, thank you so much for this amazing music, Michael Brunn. He is the local talented banjo instructor who created the original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. Oh, it's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't. Focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. for doing the best you can. Everyone really is. And for being here now, in this moment, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.